Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Well, Beijing is now weighing in on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, towing a very delicate line between Russia and Ukraine. China's foreign ministry spokesperson downplaying the suggestion that China was backing Russia, saying, unlike the U.S., China has no plans to provide military equipment to Russia. But Brian, the spokesperson did stop short of calling this an invasion. She was pressed several times in this press conference, deflected those questions. And we're talking about China specifically because there are growing concerns about this relationship between China and Russia. Obviously, what's playing out in Russia, but also the concerns that China has its eye on Taiwan, Taiwan reporting military Chinese aircraft entering their air defense zone overnight. So there's a lot of heightened tensions there. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen has called for increased vigilance with what's playing out in Ukraine, because a lot of people have looked at these parallels saying, well, is what's happening with Russia and Ukraine what China is eyeing with Taiwan? To which, Brian, China would say, look, it's different because Taiwan has always been a part of China as far as Beijing is concerned.
Yeah, just an increasingly complicated global picture here. And we even had guests on the show that when asked about the Russia-Ukraine conflict, kind of extended that conversation to wanting to talk about Taiwan. But I think we just have to take a big step back here and just recognize that there isn't as much of a hook for China to move into Taiwan at this time. And the mounting tension between the two kind of areas has indeed been a story for decades, for a long time. But when we talk about Russia and Ukraine, we have to remember that the whole NATO aspect of all of this is an international element that it might be a bit absent from the China and Taiwan relationship. But again, largely when we talk about the commentary that we heard from China in response to Putin's announcement yesterday to move into Ukraine, not necessarily a surprise that China is not necessarily slapping the wrist of Russia because of the alliance that we know between President Xi Jinping and also with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, what does that mean within the context of what China wants to do with Taiwan going forward? I just don't know if there is a direct connection between the two. And I think we have to be very careful about not talking ourselves into a conflict like that. The international community is certainly watching and might want to bring those threads together. But I think we just have to recognize that the immediate issue right now is the humanitarian aspect of what's happening in Ukraine. We talk a lot about markets here, but just the amount of lives that are at stake here is something that can't be discounted and should be remembered as we talk about exactly what happened over the last 12 hours or so.
Yeah, Brian, I think it's certainly important not to conflate the two, as we've heard from many guests who've come on our show saying, well, like, look, Taiwan's going to be next. That's not necessarily how I think this is all going to play out. Of course, it is anybody's guess. But we should mention that specifically with China and Taiwan, I mean, China has always claimed that Taiwan is a part of China. Beijing doesn't see any reason to dispute whether, in fact, China or Beijing would need to move in. With that said, we're talking about Chinese planes moving into Taiwan's air defense zone. I mean, this has been a constant, and we've been following it, but this is not something that has necessarily escalated because of what's playing out in Ukraine. Now, we have heard from the Taiwanese president calling for vigilance, but it's important to note that this has been occurring on an almost regular basis, and that's why the U.S., since last year, has really been raising the issue about a potential incursion from China on Taiwan. So another story that we're watching, but of course, Brian, you know, China is the big unknown here. We've had guests on who have set this expectation that when Russia gets hit even further on sanctions, China is going to step in to right. support Russia. And it's tough to say yeah. how far China is willing to go on that front.
And again, a very different story there, but we'll have to watch how all of that plays out. For right now, markets across the board remain in the red. Again, we're watching for President Biden's speech live at 1:30, which will be carried by the next show. And Alexis Christophorus and Karina Mitchell have you for those updates.